If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to the Live Smart podcast with me, Naomi Smart, where I share my learnings in my pursuit to living a more energized, fulfilled, and connected life. Whether chatting solo or with a special guest, expect conversations on all approaches to live smart, from manifestation and mindfulness to finding a little bit of magic and sparkle in the everyday. I so look forward to seeing you around here to learn with me on this journey. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Live Smart podcast. I am really excited about today's episode because I'm speaking all about playfulness, silliness, having fun, letting your hair down as an adult. And this is a topic that has been on my mind now for quite a while and something that I personally have been so conscious of and aware of because, let's be honest, I think when you start diving deep into self-development, doing the work and becoming more self-aware, it's obviously such a positive thing that you can do for yourself and others around you. But I do think it can become quite a serious job. And the more that you dive deep, I think the more serious you can become if you're not careful. And this is something that I have just personally noticed and realized, I suppose, that it's so important to remember to have fun and that life is meant to be fun. Life is meant to be exciting and enjoyable. We only get one shot, maybe, depending on what you believe, but we get one shot on this earth. And I just feel like life is too short to be too serious and uptight. Adulting is tough work. Like, it is serious. It's a serious job. And I have felt the older that you get, almost the harder life can get. And I think especially the times that we're in right now, life isn't as easy as it could be. And there's a lot of stress on our shoulders. And there's like this heavy weight that can weigh us down. And I think now more than ever, it's important that we remember that we need to let our hair down at times and be more silly, be more playful, and remember to release that inner child that I think is dying to get out. And often we lock them up so tightly inside that we become almost like a shell of ourselves and we become quite like stiff, uptight, tense, and serious. And I just think that's quite sad. And obviously there is a time and a place to be silly and playful. I'm not saying we're all going to be bouncing around everywhere 24/7, but I think sometimes we need to remind ourselves to actually just give ourselves a bit of a shake, move around, and remember that life doesn't need to be as tough and as serious. We can loosen up a little bit physically and mentally and in spirit. I'm hoping that by the end of this episode, you're going to be dancing around your living room or down the street, wherever you are, and just start singing and like feeling that playful energy coming up because I think we can lock it in too tight sometimes. So that is my hope and desire for you listening to this podcast to feel a bit more carefree afterwards. There's a great quote that I love that summarizes this all perfectly by George Bernard Shaw. And it goes, "We don't stop playing because we get old. We get old because we stop playing." And I believe this with every single cell in my body, that when people start deteriorating and getting old and lacking energy and being tired, I don't think that is because of their age. I think it's because we've learned to stop playing and we've neglected that inner child that is just wanting to get out and feel more free and have more fun. I completely understand why this happens though. And I want to express that, you know, at the beginning, it's that I get it. Being an adult is hard. Adulting is hard business. And I've often tried to trace back, like, at what point did this happen? Like, when did I suddenly feel like life was getting harder and I had to be an adult? And I think it's almost from the age of like 18 or 19 even, which is so unbelievably young. It's like we put so much pressure on ourselves to become an adult. I distinctly remember this feeling of, in myself, I still felt like a child. I still feel like a child now. Often I'm like, how am I 31? When did that happen? And I don't feel like I'm 31. I don't feel like a proper adult, which sounds crazy. But I remember as young as 18 feeling like I needed to become an adult. Like, I need to be more serious now. Like, life is getting serious. I need to be more serious. And not that anyone ever even specifically said this to me, but I just felt some kind of external pressure to pull my act together and stop being a child, stop messing around, stop being silly. Like, you're 18, you're 19 now. Like, now's about time that you get yourself together and get your life together. It's things like paying bills and getting a job and figuring out your taxes, buying a car, signing all these contracts. Like, how many contracts have we signed by the age of 31 now? Like, and of course, this is just, unfortunately, part of life. It just is what happens as you start growing up. But I don't think we need to lose our childlike personality. And even though we are growing up, we don't necessarily need to be a grown up. Like, we can still be ourselves. I have such like a silly child within me. And I think a lot of people that know me, like friends, partners, family, they see it. Like, they see my silliness. Like, I will literally be running around like I'm a 5-year-old. I get home and I'm not even exaggerating. I walk through the front door and I'll be lying on the floor with my dog on top of me. And I'm like crawling around with her. Like, I just love that playful energy that I feel safe and comfortable. As adults, we're also like well put together. And, you know, in London, where I've lived for the past, you know, few years, if you smile at someone down the street, like a stranger, they will think you're absolutely bizarre. Like, they'll look away and be like, oh, what's wrong with her? We're just in this kind of world where I think it's the norm to close yourself off and to just hold yourself together. And I see it like, as adults, we're made to conform. We're made to feel like we all have to be the same. And there's this almost competition as to like who is more adult, because I don't know where this comes from. Like I said, like, no one told me to do this, but from the age of 18, like, I felt the need to suddenly be an adult. And I don't know why we all feel this, but I definitely have felt that there's a competition to like, who's got their life together more. And if you were to start like dancing and singing down the street, people would actually think you're mad. But that's what I think is so sad. And that is the narrative that I so desperately want to change. Like, sometimes I just want to shake people and be like, release your inner child. Let's have fun. I feel quite vulnerable sharing this, but there's definitely been a chapter of my life that I look back on now and I can see how I became so serious and uptight. And I feel sad looking back on that chapter, but I can completely see how and why it happened. I became so serious around the food that I ate even. I became strict, serious vegan for about 8 years. My exercise, which essentially is meant to be our play, it's like the gym is meant to be an adult playground. But that became serious for me, and work became so serious, and I put so much pressure on myself to buy a house, and I got so caught up in like accounting and lawyers, and my life just became quite heavy. And I think this happens for so many people, most adults, unfortunately. And it's only really the last couple of years, I'd say 2 or 3 years, that I have almost become so frustrated by like these shackles that I wanted to like break free and just be like, life is too short to get so caught up in all of this. I'm not saying don't do the adulting as well, but what I realized is that I was lacking fun. I became too serious. Like, I wasn't even going out partying, or I wasn't letting my hair down in a way that I think I could have done and given myself permission to in my 20s. My 20s were so serious. From the age of about 22, 23, when work started really snowballing for me, I think I became really serious, which doesn't make sense because my job, especially as a content creator, allows playfulness and silliness. But for whatever reason, I took it way too seriously. But it's not too late, and I have no regrets because my 30s so far, even though I'm only 31, very experienced woman in her 30s, it's only been a year, but already it feels like the most fun I have had. And I think it is important to express that and make that point to say it's not too late. Like, if you, like me, are looking back on your 20s and, even your life up until now, and you're like, oh, do you know what? Life has been hard, life has been tough and serious, and I've made it too serious. It's not too late. I don't think it's ever too late. Like, I see my grandparents having so much fun, and they're a lot older than me, obviously. So it's never, ever too late. I do think there are obviously so many stresses that we can't deny. Like I said, it's, life now, I think, has been tougher than ever for so many people around the world. And I don't want to sound really like naive and ignorant to be like, oh, life is fine, like just have more fun. It's not as easy and simple as that, but I think we do have a choice to sometimes just laugh at ourselves rather than taking ourselves and others too seriously. So I kind of feel like I'm making up for lost time, and I don't regret everything that I focused my energy on in my 20s because it has put me in a very comfortable position where I am now, in a way to allow myself to have more fun. So I definitely don't regret the focus that I decided to put my energy into in my 20s. But I do feel like I'm now making up for lost time. So I'm going to more festivals. I'm making an effort to go to live music events. I'm just having fun, like letting my hair down. And previously, when things would go wrong, like for example, having to spend months dealing with lawyers, would not recommend, is not fun at all. But where previously that would have really stressed me out and upset me and made me sad and maybe sent me into a downward spiral emotionally. Now, I make an effort to try and find some humor in it and just kind of roll my eyes and be like, oh, here we go again. For example, I bought a house, when was it? Like nearly 2 years ago now. That time has flown, but that was serious adulting. Like, that was serious work. And one thing after the other has gone wrong with this house. And at the beginning, I'm not going to lie, it really upset me. I felt really disappointed. There was a lot of stress involved with dealing with that. But now, and believe me, things are still going wrong. Like, I swear to God, this house must be cursed or something. But now, when little things go wrong, I try to find the funny side in it. I kind of roll my eyes and I'm like, oh, here we go again. Of course, there's something else that's going wrong. And I have to laugh at myself. It's such a ridiculous situation I have found myself in. And it's like I'm digging myself out of a hole. But I try consciously to see the funny side because if I didn't, it could really drag me down and it could really actually make me feel quite sad and angry at the same time. Whereas if I consciously try to see the funny side in it actually isn't as serious and I get through it more. Actually, genuinely found that by being more playful and silly in my everyday life and finding moments to just let my hair down, it has actually made me able to deal with stress far better than before. And I think this is a genuine benefit of being silly and having fun as an adult. It's that actually it helps with adulting. It makes it a bit more manageable, I find. I don't know if there's any science in this as to like, does being playful and silly as an adult help your stress levels or help you deal with stress better? But from personal experience, I would absolutely say it does. So I set an intention at the beginning of this year to have more fun, and I was definitely doing it previously, but this year it was like, right, this is the year to just enjoy life. Like, have fun. It's been so serious recently. Like, life has just, for everyone, I think, has been a lot the last few years. And so this year I was like, right, set the intention to be silly and be playful and release that inner child that is definitely within all of us, right? I know we all feel it. Even the most serious of people and the grumpiest of people, they still have an inner child within them somewhere. I am so sure of it. And I do think it's possible to release it and relax. I take my biggest inspiration from kids. They dress so brightly. They have fun. They are silly. What they do most of the time makes absolutely no sense. But they have fun and they're just enjoying life. And I think the clothing is a definite expression of that. Like, you see kids like wearing their rainbows and florals and stripes and all different kinds of colours and patterns and characters all over them. None of it makes sense. It's just like an explosion of a rainbow. And I love that because I think it's a way to express just like the fun that kids have, you know? They're so carefree. They don't have the adulting jobs and admin that we have to deal with. So they're just living their lives, like cruising through. And don't get me wrong, of course, they do have their tantrums and they have their moments too, but then they forget that just as quickly as it came. And so I take inspiration from kids because I want to have that carefree energy about me and be able to feel like a free spirit. Like, doesn't matter if things go wrong. It really doesn't matter. Life is short. Try to find the funny side and move on. So, how to have more fun? How to be more playful? I think as adults, we schedule our fun too much. So it's like we work so hard Monday to Friday, and then we live for the weekends and pretty much, like, I think most people as an adult, their fun will be going out drinking. And there's nothing wrong with that. I've actually, with my intention to have more fun this year, it has involved just letting my hair down, going to the festival, having a few drinks. It doesn't matter. I feel like I massively missed out on that in my 20s. So I'm not saying there's anything wrong with this, like, planned, scheduled drinking fun. But what I'm interested in the most is the fun and the silliness in the little moments throughout your everyday life. So an example of this, and I absolutely love this, is when I come home and I'm with my sister, I will transform into a child and we will chase each other around the garden. We go crazy and my dog is involved, like the family dog. And the three of us are just running around in circles. We're giggling, we're rolling around on the floor, having those real belly laughs. And none of it makes sense. What we're laughing about is completely ridiculous. And I love that I can give myself permission to release my inner child with her. And I think that's why I take so much inspiration from kids. I think kids can actually really help us as adults be more fun and be more carefree. So they're a blessing. I really think kids are a blessing. We can learn so much from them and they help us more than I think we give them credit for, you know. I think as parents, especially, I'm not a parent, so I'm not speaking from experience at all. But I think parents take on the role to be the caregiver, of course, and to teach the kids. But I also think there's a huge, incredible opportunity there for the kids to teach the parents too. Kids teach me so much. Like, what my sister has taught me is quite remarkable. And most of what I'm speaking of in this podcast episode is actually inspired by my sister. On this one particular day, we ran upstairs to her bedroom and we're dancing in the mirror, you know, to all of her music and playing dress up. And then we climbed into her wardrobe and it was like this hideaway. And we wrote on the inside of the wardrobe, sorry, mum. By the way, if you're thinking, how old is your sister? Like, I'm 31. Is your sister like 25? My sister's 9 years old. So there is a massive, massive age gap there. And we climbed into her wardrobe and wrote on the inside, the secret to life is to always have fun. And I live by this now. Like, this is my mantra. I so, so truly believe this. I hope that even when I am 80 years old, if I am lucky enough to live my life that long, that will still be my mantra. And I will hopefully be telling my grandkids this. The secret to life is to always have fun. And I do this now with my partner, Jamie. We live together currently in Dublin. And, you know, throughout the week, we have a lot of calls, like back-to-back meetings. But if there's ever a break throughout the day, which there is like every day, there'll be a moment when we're both free, we will literally have a moment of madness. It's like, you know, when cats go a bit crazy at like 6 p.m. or something, it's like the witching hour, cats will just go absolutely mad. We have this moment together where one will kind of like creep into the room and then we'll just chase each other around the whole house. Like, I promise you, we're doing like parkour on the sofas, like just being kids in a playground. And it lasts about 30 seconds, just going absolutely mad. And then we'll just go back to our laptops separately in separate rooms and get on with work. And it's like just crying with laughter, so much fun. And hey, maybe we are completely mental by doing this. Maybe we are a bit crazy, but it brings me so much joy and it instantly makes me feel lighter. I think, you know, if you've got your head in a laptop all day, you can become a bit tense, and I notice my shoulders start to raise and I'm not necessarily enjoying myself. Whereas this moment of madness throughout the day just immediately relaxes me and it puts everything into perspective. And I'm like, okay, cool, life is good. I've shaken off some stagnant energy and I feel lighter. And you can absolutely do this on your own. I used to do this on my own when I lived in Notting Hill. Again, if an outsider were to look in, they would absolutely think I'm mad. But every now and again, I would just put the music on loud, close my laptop and just like shake my body, like shake my arms, shake my legs, have a bit of a dance, have a boogie on my bed, jump on my bed. And I think, you know, obviously speaking in simple terms, like it's just fun and it makes you feel good, right? But I think there is actually something more going on here. You are actually physically shaking the stagnant energy that is in your body. So simply like shaking your shoulders, shaking your arms. Often you'll do this, you know, mid-yoga practice. The instructor will just say, just, you know, shake it off a little bit. There's a reason for that. It actually shakes and moves the energy within you. Because if we're sat down all day working, it can just become a bit stagnant and you'll feel it physically and mentally and emotionally and spiritually. Just everything is a bit, oh, down. So just standing up every now and again and shaking it off, I think, is hugely beneficial. So shaking, dancing, singing, running around, chasing each other, all of these things are just about being silly. There's no purpose to it. It's purely just playful energy. And I think laughter is the best medicine. I think laughter heals. I swear there's something in it. It is the best medicine. You know that feeling when you get the giggles and you feel it in your belly and tears start to stream? I can actually think of a period, like a chapter of my life going back years, where I don't think I laughed like that for a long time. And now I think I laugh like that nearly every single day. And I'm not saying I'm like happy 24/7. That is not the case. I'm a human being. Like, I go through like roller coasters of emotions. And there's definitely periods I go through where I feel really, really down for no reason. It's just like life just feels like it's a lot right now and it's heavy and I feel down. But I still think there'll be moments in the day where I can still find something to laugh about. I hope so. That's my goal anyway. I hope I can still just like, just release that energy and find the fun and be playful. So I hope no matter how hard or how tough adulting gets, that we still find a moment to consciously have fun and be playful and just be silly just for the sake of it. We don't need to always schedule in fun. It just happens. I think the lovely thing about silliness is that often it's completely spontaneous and it comes out of nowhere. And if you surround yourself with the right people, whether that's your family, your friends or your partner, that you feel safe enough to release that inner child, and hopefully they inspire you to be silly and playful and you will of course, inspire them too. I think this kind of energy has a ripple effect, and it will definitely inspire those around you to be more fun, to be more playful. I'm also going to say here that I think something I hadn't ever appreciated or recognized before in my life is that the right kind of love for you will inspire your inner child to come out. You'll feel safe to do so with your loved one. And I think especially as a woman, it's like to have a man that can see you in all of your like silly, ridiculous, playful like behavior and still love you and still hold you. And I think that's so special. I think it is such an underrated aspect of love. It's that I think the right kind of love will bring out the inner child. On that note, I think it's also really important to curate your friendship circle. You become the people that you surround yourself by. So it's so important to surround yourself with people that make you feel good, that make you feel light, that make you feel happy, that they can also challenge you at the same time. Don't get me wrong. I don't think it should always be, you know, rosy, but I think it is important to surround yourself with people that allow you to be your true, authentic self. And too often, I think we maintain friendships just because they've always been our friend for as long as we can remember. But if you're leaving feeling heavier and anxious and sad or angry, it's like, no one's forcing you to be friends with this person. Like, I think an absolute privilege of being an adult is that you can decide and choose who you surround yourself with. When you're a kid, not so much. You're kind of grouped together with people in your class or like whoever's conveniently close or whoever your parents' kids are. But as you grow up as an adult, you actually get to choose who you spend your time with. And I think we can also forget that. So I just wanted to drop that little one in there.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Right, on to the questions. This is the If I Were You part of the episode that I love. So I have asked you to submit your questions onto my Instagram, which is just at Naomi Smart. Keep your eyes peeled because when I record the episodes, I will post it on my stories and that's when you can submit your questions. I have received some brilliant questions and it was really hard to pick the ones to answer. So the first question is, what would you say to people who misconstrue playfulness for immaturity? I loved this question. I think it's such a good point because we don't want to suddenly as an adult just be really immature and be childish. I think there is a massive difference between that and then being playful and silly. But what is the difference? And I think being immature is where you're acting more irresponsible and it can actually be damaging. Whereas I think on the flip side, being playful and being silly is where it only has a positive impact. Like it's just, it may not make sense, but it doesn't affect anyone negatively or damage you or anything. It's just being silly, being playful, and it makes you feel good. And I think silliness and playfulness is only going to negatively affect someone by like making them angry if they need to loosen up. They're just projecting that onto you. So if you're just being fun and silly and someone is like nudging you being like, oh, grow up, stop it, what are you doing? That's their stuff to deal with, not yours. So continue to shine your light bright and let your hair down. And that is so okay. The next question, how does this help you be more in your feminine? Such a good question, and I was actually surprised to receive this question because it's actually something that I think about a lot, this feminine and masculine energy, and it's so important for me to say that this is not about gender. I think we all have feminine and masculine energy regardless of gender, so it's nothing to do with that. And I think to step more into your feminine is about being more creative and going with the flow, organized fun would be more masculine energy, whereas spontaneity and just going with the flow, that's more feminine. By consciously being more playful, as we have spoken throughout this podcast, that is in nature feminine. That is feminine energy, like playfulness, silliness, having fun, going with the flow. That is feminine energy. And I think especially if you're outside, being in nature is very much like stepping into your feminine. So walking through a forest, by the ocean, I feel my feminine energy kind of bubble up and move. It's so beautiful. And that's when I'm inspired to dance and to skip and to jump and to run. That is carefree feminine energy at its finest. I think also you'll find if you start letting your hair down and doing all of this that I've spoken about, you'll notice it will benefit your creativity, because creativity is feminine energy. So by being more playful, it's going to inspire this creativity too, which is such a beautiful thing. Next question, how does your playfulness change as your life develops in the future, such as having kids, buying a home, all the adulting things? Yes, I hear you. I think it is actually only natural that as we get older and we start, you know, moving into these more serious things, we in turn become more serious and uptight. So I do think it is somewhat of a conscious effort to be more lighthearted. I think being more playful in your everyday life can really help with your stress levels. So if you are diving into being more fun, as we've spoken of, you will notice that all of those tough adulting things just become a little bit easier, because hopefully you can see the funny side in them. Like I said, with the example of me buying my house in London, that became incredibly stressful. There was a lot of admin involved, as there is with everyone buying a house. But I noticed that by being more playful in my everyday life and just finding the humor in those mundane things, it actually really helped deal with those adulting aspects of our life, like, yeah, buying a house. Also, with you mentioning having kids, I also really do believe that the kids can make you feel more playful too. So actually having a child, I can only imagine, is absolutely life-changing, of course, and can become an incredibly serious business as it is. Like, it's not one to take lightly. But I do also think that a child can inspire that childlike energy within you too. Make time for silliness. I mean, how often do we all spend sat down at home in the evening after a long day just on our phones, scrolling, reading the news, all of that? We're so, like, caught up in media. So, you know, that time could actually be spent running around the house, dancing, put the music on, let your hair down, move, shake your body and see how you feel afterwards. And the final question, I love this one. How to deal with someone too serious? Thank you for this question, because I think it is so relevant, and probably most of us have someone very serious or grumpy to deal with in our everyday lives. The first thought that comes to me is inspire them to loosen up. I think with you being more carefree, it's only going to inspire them to do the same, and they'll see how happy you are. And I also think someone that is very serious, it's often because they're very caught up in their own heads. They're often overthinking. They probably have a lot going on and there's just no room for silliness. And their life might be a bit too tough and there's a lot going on. Like, they would look at someone who's, you know, carefree dancing down the street, and even though deep that down they're probably wishing that they could have that, they're probably thinking, I just don't have time or space for that. Like, how is an adult that carefree? Show them it doesn't need to be that way. Play with them, have fun, show them, like, you can inspire them to change. I would say if you can, you don't have to surround yourself with people that are dulling your energy and your light down, and, you know, maybe your frequencies, it's just not matching. You're just on a different level, and that can frustrate both of you, right? But, you know, if that person is open to it, I would just show them how life can be. It doesn't have to always be so serious. Okay, I hope you have listened to this podcast and felt inspired at some point to just get up and shake and dance, have a sing-along, put on your favourite music, make your favourite food, and try to see the funny side of life. I get life can be tough, I get life can be hard, but I think with a little bit of laughter and silliness in your life, it can make it all that little bit easier. So thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I have really enjoyed this one, and I will see you next week. Don't forget that you can submit your questions on my Instagram, and please do subscribe on whatever podcast platform you are listening on.